From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was sworn in today for a second four-year term amid protest marches and clashes with police. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Iranian state media reported that some 5,000 riot police were deployed around the parliament building in Tehran, where Ahmadinejad was inaugurated. Several hundred protesters, according to witnesses, came out to demonstrate. They chanted death to the dictator and were attacked by police and dispersed. Inside the parliament, Ahmadinejad had some critical words for Western nations, including the U.S., that have not formally accepted the results of the disputed election. They do not respect the rights of other nations, he told parliament members, yet they recognize themselves as the yardstick for democracy. Nobody in Iran is waiting for anyone's congratulations, he added. Ahmadinejad was declared the winner of Iran's June 12th presidential election by a nearly 2-1 margin, but the opposition believes reformist Mir Hossein Mousavi actually won the election. Hundreds have been arrested in protests since then. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
The two American journalists released from prison in North Korea yesterday arrived in Los Angeles this morning. Yuna Lee and Laura Ling had been sentenced to 12 years hard labor for illegally entering North Korea. During a visit in Pyongyang yesterday by former President Bill Clinton, North Korean leader Kim Jong-il pardoned and released them. The Pentagon says it's tracking two Russian submarines patrolling off the east coast of the U.S. The subs are in international waters and are not thought to pose a security threat. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
During the Cold War, U.S. and Russian submarines regularly patrolled each other's coastlines. This is believed to be the first time a Russian sub has approached so close in a decade. But Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell says the subs are still several hundred miles out at sea. And he adds the incident comes at a time when President Obama is trying to reset relations between the old Cold War rivals.
So we don't look at this action and automatically see threatening motives. We view this, we are mindful of it, but we do not assign motives that we don't believe are there.
Still, the Pentagon is keeping a close eye on the subs and making sure they stay in international waters. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Former Democratic Congressman William Jefferson was convicted today on 11 felony counts, including bribery, racketeering, and money laundering. The FBI had found $90,000 in the former Louisiana lawmaker's freezer, which prosecutors charged was bribe money. The 62-year-old Jefferson was allowed to remain free on bond, though he faces more than 20 years in prison. He's due to be sentenced in October. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down 39 points, the Nasdaq lost 18, the S&P fell 2 points. This is NPR News. President Obama says he's committed to overhauling the nation's health care system by the end of the year, with or without bipartisan support. On a visit today to Indiana, which has been hit hard by the recession, the president argued a revamped health system would stabilize the country's fiscal health. Mr. Obama used the occasion to announce federal grants worth some $2.4 billion for companies developing new fuel-efficient vehicles and batteries. Los Angeles Police Chief William Bratton has resigned after 7 years of reigning over the city's once troubled department. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has the story.
Chief Bratton's announcement was a surprise to Los Angeles. He said he plans to move back to New York in October to work for a global security company.
I love what I do. I love what police can do in America. But so often with that terrible situation of racial turmoil, racial profiling, bias policing, we have been the flashpoint of those tensions.
Bratton has been praised for reforming the LAPD, which has gone through a number of scandals through the years. He said it was the right time for him to leave the job, having reduced crime in the city and helped increase racial tolerance among his officers. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Police in Pennsylvania say a gunman who shot and killed three women at a health club last evening before killing himself did not have a relationship with any of his victims. At least 9 people are injured. Police say 48-year-old George Sodini was carrying 4 guns and used 3 of them to spray bullets inside a suburban Pittsburgh LA fitness club where he was a member. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.